WIRX, everything that rocks.
Here we go!
Good morning.
See, you would be Mario and I'd be Luigi, because I'm taller, I can jump farther, I'm a better athlete.
Everyone hates Luigi, though. They always pick Mario.
Just because he gets that snarl. And
you know who gets Luigi? The younger sibling. That's who gets Luigi. Mm-hmm.
And they always win.
And they die every time. They die. Luigi is garbage, just like
you. Jump farther, higher.
Garbage.
Got a cooler voice.
Anyway, we got to keep removing it. We can't talk about a
better
Luigi. Yeah, better. How dare you? How dare you?
Gets more chicks.
Ridiculous. Princess Peach is Mario's girlfriend. What are you talking about?
He never gets her, does he? Never gets her. He's always chasing her. It's because Luigi's back there in the background.
I don't know. Luigi's got that weird relationship with that dinosaur-looking thing. I don't know. He's got a little off, man.
Yoshi. Right.
Yeah. Anyway, we got to keep removing here. It's time for your topic of the day, as always brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant, and they're growing. They're hiring now. Check them out. Specialite, right here in Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, I love this one. What quote-unquote wise saying is actually pretty dumb when you think about it? You know, all these people with their sayings like, oh, a penny saved is a penny earned.
A wise saying.
Yeah.
You should listen to this because it's wise. All right, what do you got?
One that I really like that's a quote-unquote wise saying is flattery will get you nowhere. Flattery gets you everywhere. I have my own wise saying is that you catch more flies with honey than you do vinegar. And what I mean by that is if you're just nice, if you're a nice person, it usually gets you farther.
You don't have to be, you don't have to use flattery either. You can just be nice.
Yeah.
You know, that's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Smile once in a while.
Good example. The other day, I had to call because Kiki wants to get the couch clean, deep cleaned, you know, before the baby's here and before we have a bunch of people. So I called a place. I'm like, hey, you know, just looking to do this, yada, yada. And I'm just being a nice human being. You know, I'm like, hey, I need my couch cleaned. Clean it, bitch. Like, I'm not doing that. And, you know, I'm like, hey, appreciate it. Thanks for that. And she's like, oh, hey, by the way, I'll give you 10% off. Okay. And I'm like, that's fantastic. Awesome.
You know, it blows my mind how people can go into situations just angry
just off the bat.
And then they expect, and then when something bad happens, I have no idea. It's like, dude, you're a jerk going into it.
Yeah. Like, and even if something goes wrong, okay, even if you're having an issue with something, going into it all hot and bothered isn't going to do anything, all right? You get a little flattery, a little niceness goes a long way. It will get you everywhere. Here's another thing. Yeah.
I think some people think it's cool to be angry.
Yeah.
This guy's angry all the time. Yeah. You know what? I don't like to be around you.
Yeah.
If everybody's walking eggshells around you, you need to rethink your angst a little bit. Like, why am I pissed off all of the time?
Never once have I been impressed by someone who's mean to someone in customer service.
Dude, he's such an ass.
Dude, look at that guy.
Boy, he put that poor cashier in their place. It's like, no, all right? Just relax, all right?
For real. Yeah.
Flattery
he's
will
so
get
pissed
you.
Off about.
And, hey, if anybody wants to get something from me, flattery will get you everywhere, okay? I'm an easy sell by that.
Just be nice.
Yeah.
Here, can I get another honey mustard? Give it a little smile? Absolutely.
Sure.
You'll always get it 100% of the time.
You know what? Lots of times they'll give
you extra.
Give
me another honey mustard.
Yeah. Hey, there's not enough ketchup in this bag, you idiot.
All right.
Thank God. Calm down.
Right to screaming, huh?
Yeah. Here's another one that I have, too. A quote-unquote wise saying that's actually pretty dumb. There are no stupid questions. There are absolutely stupid questions. Okay. Now, look.
I've asked them all.
If you have a kid, I guess it's nice because you want kids to be inquisitive, okay? You don't want them to feel stupid. So I'm not saying so much for kids, but for adults, there is absolutely a stupid question. And I will call you out if you have a stupid question. Because
there's a lot of stupid questions. You should see some of my Google history of trying to figure things out. For real, it's nice. I love Google for that because now I don't have to ask anybody and feel like a moron anymore. I can just ask Google. Now Google knows. Like,
you can keep it. The FBI agent that is tasked with watching is like, man, this guy is an effing moron. Oh, my God. Like, we should just check on him. We should. But, yes, there are.
You got to ask him. You got to ask those questions.
Yeah.
I guess there are stupid questions.
Just really take a moment and think, though, for this, okay? Before you ask that stupid question, just take a beat. Don't just go all willy-nilly into it, okay? Just take a moment and be like, all right, these words are going to come out of my mouth, and this is going to be out there for people to hear and judge me on. So just think about it before you ask that stupid
question. It's like any time being in my dad's shop and we're working on something and working on something new, you're like, there are definitely stupid questions.
Yeah, for sure. When someone...
Like, Dad,
if you ask a question and there's an audible pause, all right? If there's
and
silence,
a sigh.
Yeah, that was a stupid question. Okay, just keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind. Okay,
Jesus, right. Or if there's like a Jesus around it, like
The last one we'll do is and this doesn't need a lot of explanation. A wise saying that's actually pretty dumb: money doesn't buy happiness. You're an idiot. Right, yes, yeah, it does. One. Absolutely. Money buys happiness. It buys all the fun things that make... You know what money bought me? 2 mini bikes. And guess what? I've had a hell of a good time on those things.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm like Jack and Kate at the end of a boat, you know, like that scene in Titanic, and it's my yacht, that's pretty fun.
I'm going to be pretty happy.
That's pretty happy.
That is a quote-unquote wise saying that is pretty effing dumb. You know, money buys hookers and cocaine. I'm usually pretty happy with that. So, all right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What quote-unquote wise saying is actually pretty dumb when you think about it? We'll be back with more. It's WIRX.
Rocks.
Good morning. It's 749, Brock Hunter.
Yeah.
Welcome
You're
to the rave.
On a first
having,
Friday.
Having a good time, man. Raving it
following
up.
That ball with my hand. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Follow the orb, man. The orb.
Anyway, let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What quote-unquote wise saying is actually pretty dumb when you think about it? Let's take a phone call here. Your wise, dumb, or your dumb wise sayings, whatever it is. WIRX, hello.
Hey, what's up, man? Another dumb saying is money doesn't grow on trees. Welcome to Michigan.
That's true. That's exactly where it grows for us, man.
Absolutely, brother. Have a good day.
All right, we'll see you, man. Yeah, geez, all these. You know what? We need to reevaluate all these quote-unquote wise sayings that people have. I call BS is what I'm saying.
Somebody hears something once and they just think they're all wise.
Yeah,
you know?
So you're not wise.
For the rest of my life.
You're not the wise owl with the Tootsie Pop. We got some great answers on Facebook. Jennifer said, wise saying that is pretty dumb, only God can judge you. I'm pretty sure everyone can judge you.
Yeah, I judge people every single day. Yeah. I'm just saying. And you do too, so quit denying it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We all judge everybody, okay? That's what we're doing. I love judging people that have the only God can judge me tattoos. I'm like, I'm judging you right now.
Judge a book by its cover.
And see, you can learn a lot from a book cover. You absolutely can. Yep.
Absolutely you can.
Most times when I judge a book by its cover, I was pretty close to what was inside that book. That's
pretty much like 95%. Not like 95% of the time I'm right. Just saying.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. Yes, you can judge a book by its cover. The cover sucks. Usually the inside sucks.
That's right. That's right. I don't like the cover. I don't like what's inside. Blake had a great one. Don't knock it till you've tried it. Well, I'm never going to try meth or cannibalism, but there's no logical reason not to knock it. That's an excellent point. Don't knock it till you try it.
Cannibalism. Yeah, great point.
Yeah, I can absolutely knock it.
Well, you never know, Brock. You know, it might be good. It might taste good.
Yeah. Why are you making fun of meth, man? Have you ever had it? No, I haven't, but I think I can do my best assessment on it and say it's probably not that good.
I've seen a lot of people on it. I'm good.
Yeah.
I like my teeth.
Let's see. Matt said, it's always the last place you look. That's the wise saying that is kind of dumb. I guess that is.
I mean.
And it's not always.
Sometimes it is, though.
It's not always. Well, in a sense, yeah. But you could look at a place and miss it and then go to a different place and then go back. Mm-hmm. Does that count? I don't know.
Like, for instance, I was looking for my slippers the other day. It's my work attire.
My work slippers. Yes, yes. You couldn't find them?
I was looking for my work slippers, which were right in front of me underneath the shirt the whole time. Dude, I turned the house upside down. I was pissed off. Like, somebody stole them. There was somebody here. They came in. They stole my slippers. I was right there. Last place I looked.
What an idiot. I like Bobby's. What's your quote-unquote wise saying that's actually pretty dumb? Stop crying or I'll give you something to cry about. I'm already crying. What do you mean you're going to give me something to cry about?
This doesn't make any sense.
Like, I'm crying right now. I'm in distress. What do you mean you're going to give me something to cry about?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm already there, buddy boy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like, I'm already distraught. How dare you, sir? How dare you? Rodney had a good one. His wise, dumb saying, a word to the wise. Shouldn't they already know what the word is if they are, in fact, so wise?
Oh, yeah. It's a good point. Word of the wise. Yeah. You know what? Moron.
Yeah, you should already
know. If he's wise enough, you should know it.
Yeah. You should already have it. I don't know why. If you're so, quote unquote, wise. I like that one. We're blowing some minds right now. I'm pretty intrigued by these answers. How about Jonathan? He had a good one. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Why the hell not? It's my cake.
It's my dude. I never understood that one.
Save your cake and eat it too. Well, yeah. You can't.
It was a saying made up to keep people from maybe overindulging. And I don't just mean with cake, because that's the whole thing. It's like, well, you can't have your cake and eat it too, but it's like, okay, but why can't I expect more from that? Like, it's at,
I just never really understood it. You know, why can't you have a cake and eat it?
Yeah. Why can't I have something good and then also have something good with that something good? You know what I mean?
Like, anytime that anybody's ever said that, I'm just like, that's what you got, huh? That's all you got?
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't think of anything more intelligent.
Yeah.
Like, you got.
It's like, yeah, if I go and buy a cake, I'm not just going to sit there and look at the cake. You know what I mean?
No, of course you're going to eat it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the dumbest wise saying.
Come on, yeah.
If you have a cake, you're just going to sit there and let it mold up and let the ants get to it? No, you're going to eat that cake.
That's what it's there for.
I don't know, that's a dumb wise saying. That doesn't make any sense. I'm never saying that ever again. I think I've said that before in my life.
Never get rid of that one.
Doesn't make any sense. Any sense. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. We ran it. We got angry about these sayings. I didn't plan on doing that.
It's the two dumbest people talking about wise sayings, too. That's the thing.
Right.
And take all of this with a grain of salt, too. All of it with a grain of salt. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more of Brock and Hunter coming up. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Stick around.
Rock 1.